My fellow Americans, today I speak to a nation in grief. Yesterday, a school filled with innocent children and caring teachers became the scene of terrible violence, hatred, and evil.
Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keyser. I'm Joe Mdidis. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, February 15th, 2018. Welcome to Day 392. Donald Trump, in a tweet, suggested that students and neighbors should have reported the Florida shooter to authorities because there were so many signs that the shooter was mentally disturbed. NBC News and ABC News say one of Trump's first actions as president was to undo a regulation that would have made it more difficult for people with a known mental illness to buy guns by requiring their names to be entered into the National Instant Criminal Background Check system. Nicholas Cruz legally purchased the AR-15 he used in the school shooting in South Florida. Meanwhile, CNN says a student who witnessed the shooting called out lawmakers directly on TV.
What we really need is action, because we can say, yes, we're going to do all these things, thoughts and prayers. What we need more than that is action. Please, this is the 18th one this year. That's unacceptable. We're children. You guys, like, are the adults. You need to take some action and play a role. Work together, come over your politics, and get something done.
According to the Anti-Defamation League, The Daily Beast, and The New York Times, the leader of a white supremacist group said the gunman of the Florida shooting was a member of his, quote, white separatist paramilitary proto-fascist organization, end quote. Nicholas Cruz, 19, is accused of killing 17 people in one of the deadliest school shootings in modern American history. His peers also say he wore a Make America Great Again hat at school. Next, the New York Times says the admission that Michael Cohen facilitated a $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels is raising legal and ethical questions. In particular, Cohen declined to say whether Trump or another party later reimbursed him for the payment. He insisted that the payment was a legal personal gift by him to Daniels, whose real name is Stephanie Clifford. A lawyer who represented Clifford in the 2016 transaction issued a statement saying that Cohen had told him that the $130,000 payment was coming from his personal funds. Next, Reuters says Trump's travel ban unlawfully discriminates against Muslims, according to the Fourth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in a 9-4 ruling. The court ruled that the ban, which targeted people from six Muslim-majority countries, violates the U.S. Constitution by discriminating on the basis of religion. Bloomberg, CNN, and Politico say the bipartisan immigration bill failed in the Senate after Trump threatened to veto the deal, which would have created a pathway to citizenship for nearly 2 million undocumented immigrants and allotted $25 billion for border security. Negotiators in both parties reached a tentative agreement yesterday, but the measure fell short of the 60-vote threshold needed today. The final vote was 54-45. CNN and NBC News say at least 130 White House officials did not have permanent security clearances as of November 2017, including Ivanka Trump, Jared Kushner, Dan Scavino, and Rob Porter. 47 of them report directly to President Trump. And NBC News, ABC News, and CNN say Steve Bannon was interviewed by Robert Mueller over several days this week. Bannon spent more than 20 hours in conversation with the team investigating possible collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. Bannon and his legal team also appeared for a closed-door meeting with the House Intelligence Committee, despite the White House telling lawmakers Bannon would not be answering questions pertinent to the Russia investigation. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. The IRS and the Justice Department issued subpoenas for documents from lenders and investors related to projects managed by Jared Kushner's family. 2. Reince Priebus convinced Jeff Sessions not to resign shortly after Trump fired James Comey in May 2017. 3. Trump's inaugural committee paid nearly $26 million to an event planning firm started by Melania's advisor and longtime friend, Stephanie Winston Wolkoff. 4. Trump's 25-cent per gallon gas tax would wipe out 60% of the tax cut benefits for individuals. 5. The Department of Defense has put together 5 options for Trump's military parade, ranging from $3 to $50 million. And 6. A week after Rob Porter resigned following allegations of domestic abuse, Trump said that he is, quote, totally opposed to domestic violence, end quote. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keyser. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.